Fair is Lord Jesus, ruler of all nature.
Time is filled with swift transition. Naught of earth can move, or unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Number 312. Time is filled with swift transition. Naught of earth unmoved can stand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand. Trust in Him who will not leave you. Whatsoever years may bring, live by earthly friends forsaken, still more closely to Him cling. Hold to God's unchanging hand. If you thought you had been true, fair and bright the home in glory, your
unchanging hand. Build your hopes on things eternal. Hold to God's unchanging hand.
If you would turn over with me to Isaiah chapter 61. I've got two scriptures that I'd like to read. I'm coming off Andrew's lesson this morning with regards to the end of the month and the end of the year tonight. In chapter 61, with verses 1 through 3, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord hath anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of glory, or the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." The only way to do this, the only way that we can go out and to teach and to preach those that are in mourning, those that don't know the Lord, we can find over in Proverbs chapter 4. And I'll read verses 4 through 13. In Proverbs 4, starting in verse 5. "Get wisdom, get understanding. Forget it not, neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not, and she shall preserve thee. Love her, and she shall keep thee. Wisdom is the principal thing. Therefore get wisdom. And with all thy getting, get understanding. Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou dost embrace her. She shall give to thine head an ornament of grace, a crown of glory shall she deliver to thee. Hear, O my son, and receive my saying, and the years of thy life shall be many. I have taught thee in the way of wisdom, I have led thee in right paths. When thou goest, thy steps shall not be straitened. Thy steps shall not be straitened, and when thou runnest, thou shalt not stumble. Take fast hold of instruction, let her not go, keep her, for she is thy life." When we have this understanding and the wisdom of God, and we continue to strive and to go, and Andrew brought up about, I can't think of the word now, when you set a goal for the next coming year, whatever.
Resolution.
When you set a resolution, and that's what I think that we all should be doing, is trying to grow in knowledge of God. And so, number 663. Whether it's cold outside, or whether there's snow, or whether there's rain, when you're in Jesus and you have that comfort, there's always heavenly sunlight. Number 663. Walking in sunlight all of my journey, over the mountains, through the deep vale, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee, promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul. Hallelujah, I am rejoicing, singing.
John, let me jump ahead of him here. I didn't get here quite in time to put my name on the board. Let's turn to Psalm number 706. It's one of my favorites. 706, to Canaan's land, I'm on my way. No, to Canaan's land, I'm on my way, where the soul will never die. My darkest night will turn to day, where the soul will never die. Near
in a fairer region Psalm number 311, number 311, Christ liveth in thee, will be the psalm of invitation and encouragement, following Brother Ernie's lesson. Once you have that marked, if you would turn to Psalm number 409. In this psalm, the words speak of, despite all of the turmoil of life, still we have peace because of God. It's still well with our soul, no matter what. By the time you get to verse 4, the words shift to talking about hastening the day of the coming of the Lord, looking for that day. When there all of the peace and life will truly be realized. From the book of Revelation, chapter 22, John gives us a glimpse into that realization of the hope of heaven, where our tears will be wiped away and there'll be no more sorrow, no more pain, no more death. And he says in verse 1 of the final chapter, "And he showed me a pure river of water of life, clear as crystal, proceeding from the throne of God and of the Lamb. In the middle of its street, and on either side of the river, was the tree of life, which bore 12 fruits, each tree yielding its fruit every month. The leaves of the tree were for the healing of the nations. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and his servants shall serve him. They shall see his face, and his name shall be on their foreheads. There shall be no night there. They need no lamp, no light of the sun. For the Lord God gives them light, and they shall reign forever and ever." It is well with my soul.
Oh, he's whole when he's like a river attendeth my way, when sorrows like sea
yeah. a singing congregation. And we're well blessed with people with good voices here. We're blessed with men that lead singing for us. Well, I have to tell you the truth. I can't right now, in my mind, recall the number of any of the songs that we just sung. Now, that's terrible. I plan to correct that. This year, as a resolution, I'm going to carry a little tablet with me, a little pocket thing like Larry carries there with him, and I'm going to write down the songs. And I may not remember them right then, but when I get home, I'm going to look at each and every one of them and try to understand what it is that we're singing. I'm afraid all too often, unless you're a lot different than me, we sing, and it is, it's beautiful melody. It's beautiful music, and I pray that it's a sweet savor as we sing it to our God. But if we get too carried away with how beautiful it sounds to us, I wonder if sometimes we miss the message. So what I would like to do just briefly here is I'd like to look at just two or three, four songs, I guess, that I'd like for us to look at some words in it, and maybe it will help us all to do better in the future than we have in the past. Number 416. 416. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, dear Lord, close to thee. Through this world of toil and snares, if I falter, Lord, who cares? Who with me my burden shares? None but thee, dear Lord, none but thee. When my feeble life is over, time for me will be no more. Guide me gently, safety o'er, to thy kingdom shore, to thy shore. Just a closer walk with thee, Lord, granted, Jesus is my plea. Daily walking close to thee, let it be, Lord, let it be. What can we take away from this song? Well, a couple of things that we can take away. Right off the bat, it says that we, as mankind, are weak. And I think we all know that. But Jesus is strong. So how can I be strong? Well, according to this song, if we walk close to Jesus, if we will meditate upon the things that he says, if we'll do the things he asks us to do, if we'll follow his commandments, then we'll be walking close, and then we will too also be strong and to look forward to a heavenly home. And that's just my thoughts. Turn with me to number 399, please. Lead me gently home, Father, lead me gently home. When life's toils are ended and the parting days have come, sin no more shall tempt me, ne'er from thee I'll roam. If thou wilt only lead me, Father, lead me gently home. In life's darkest hours, Father, when life's troubles come, keep my feet from wandering, lest from thee I roam. Lest I fall upon the wayside, lead me gently home. In temptation's hour, Father, when sore trials come, be thou near to keep me, take me as thine own. For I cannot live without thee, lead me gently home. Do we really mean it when we say, and I'm pointing the fingers at myself here too, as anyone else, do we really mean it when we say, Father, lead me gently home? Do we look forward to that? Are we too enthralled with this world that we forget where our real home is? We're just sojourners here. We're just passing through. This is a testing ground. And you know, and I know, if we fail the test, we've just lost everything. Do we really mean it when we said, it's not anything magical about that. If you want to make it to home, then follow the Father's lead and let him lead us. How can he do that? Well, through his word. Number 315, please. This is a a favorite song of mine. 3:15, I walked with the King. In sorrow I wandered, my spirit oppressed, but now I am happy, securely I rest. From morning till evening, glad carols I sing, and this is the reason I walk with the King. For years in the fetters of sin I was bound. The world could not help me, no comfort I found. But now, like the birds in the sunbeams of spring, I'm free and rejoicing. I walk with the King. O soul near despair in the lowlands of strife, look up and let Jesus come into your life. The joy of salvation to you he would bring. Come into the sunshine and walk with the King. There's some words used in this song here, and I'd like to kind of compare them, because some of them refer to this world. And what I would like for us to see is, when we compare that with what we can have with walking with the King. If we're walking in this world, it says here that we have sorrow. We're wandering. It says that we are oppressed. We have fetters that bind us. I don't know whether the young kids know what a fetter is or not, but it's something that would bind you together, a rope, a chain, anything that would keep you from doing what you should do. The fetters would hold you in restraint. And we are bound over. There's despair in this world, and there's strife. Just the opposite of that in this self-same song, when we look at the King, it says that we are happy, we have security, and all the day long we should walk with the King, not just when we come together, not just an evening at a meal, but always, all day long, let him guide us, let him lead us, let him lead us gently home. And then it says in his song here that we are free and rejoicing. What a wonderful thing that we have in Christ Jesus, that we are free from sin. Doesn't mean we won't sin, but it means that we have an advocate with Jesus Christ, our Savior, that we can have those sins forgiven. He died for you and for me. And in that, we should be know that we're free and we should rejoice. And then always in this song, it says to look up to the joy and the salvation that we can have in Christ Jesus. 589, please. This is one that gets me sometimes, because if we believe the words that we're singing, if we actually believe what these songwriters meant here and try to understand, do I want to be a worker for the Lord? Am I willing to give my time, my effort, my money, my everything to work for the Lord? I want to be a worker for the Lord. I want to love and trust his holy word. I want to sing and pray and be busy every day in the vineyard of the Lord. I want to be a worker. Help me, Lord, to lead the lost and erring to thy word that points to joy on high where pleasures never die in the vineyard of the Lord. I want to be a worker strong and brave. I want to trust in Jesus' power to save. All who will truly come shall find a happy home in the vineyard of the Lord. So we need to ask ourselves, and I'm, like I said, I'm talking to myself here as much as anyone else tonight. Are we truly and completely and totally dedicated to being a worker in the Lord's vineyard? There is no better work that we can do. And that doesn't just mean Andrew. That doesn't just mean the elders or the deacons. That means each and every one of us, every day of our lives, with our all day long, trying our best. Are we going to stumble and fall? Yes. Yes, we will. But we need to get back up and get back on track. Ask God for forgiveness. If it's something we've done in private, then pray to him and ask for forgiveness. If it's something, if you brought reproach upon the church, then it needs to be made known public. Lead the erring to the way. How do we do that? We have to be familiar with the Word of God to do that. We have to know what He wants us to say and teach and live in order to be able to teach someone else. And we may think, oh, I can't do that. I'm going to have to let somebody else do that. No, each and every one of us have that responsibility. We may not be able to stand up here as Andrew does week in and week out, and believe me, we are blessed, folks, to have a layman's here with us. Blessed beyond measure. But it doesn't mean that we have to be able to stand up here in front of an audience, but you can teach. You can teach at work. You can teach at play, young people, by your demeanor, by how you behave, by how you act in front of other people. Other people that profess to know God too, but yet are not according to His word. So as best as we can, we need to try to make the efforts in this new year to try to teach others. Otherwise, when we're singing this song, we might as well leave that stanza out, because if we're not meaning it, let's don't sing it. He says that we would be strong and brave and trust in Jesus' power to save. And this is for all of us, not just a few, all of us, because we want to be a worker in the vineyard of the Lord. How can we do all this in 2018? Tomorrow will be another year, the first day of the year. I would suggest to all of us that we could all probably improve if we would study more, if we would be a praying people, not just here when we come together as a collective unit, but pray when we have opportunity with brothers and sisters in Christ, whether it's at a meal or whether it's in our home, wherever it might be. Prayer is very powerful, and we need to do more of it. We need the best that we can do to not, as Hebrews says, not to forsake the assembly. Now there's some, I don't know the reasons, there's some that were here this morning but are not here tonight. Why? Did they know that the elders had set aside we announce it every service. Maurice announces every service. Every Wednesday night, he says, we'll be here next Sunday morning at 9 o'clock for Bible study. We'll be here for worship service. We'll be back again at 6 o'clock, and we'll be here at 7:30. That's the times that the elders have set aside for you and for me to come here and have our batteries recharged, to be among people that love the Lord as much as we do, and to be together with them and sing these wonderful songs that we sing tonight and think about the words. From these songs that I talked about here tonight, we should be able to discern between the difference between the world and our King. If we can't, we're in a sad shape. There again, it's going to take study. It's going to take effort on our part. It means that sometimes we're going to have to skip that ball game that we might want to see in order to sit down and study with our Bibles. Appreciate Larry saying here this morning, and I'm not trying to blow up his bubble or anything like that, gets up at 6 o'clock in the morning, studies till 8 o'clock, to be prepared to come here and to help this congregation be more faithful to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Every time he stands up here in front of us after a lesson, there are always words of encouragement. And if you're not here, how are you going to be encouraged? So think seriously about that we need to be able to discern between the world and what we want to offer to our King, to work in his vineyard, to make good decisions coming in this new year. Many of us are faced with difficulties, whether it's age or sickness or jobs or whatever it might be. My son-in-law used to tell me when I would be perplexed or worried about something, this is not Woodrow, but this is the one up in Peoria, Illinois, that preaches. He says, Dad, he says, do the best that you can all day and give a night shift to the Lord. That's pretty good advice. When we lay our head on a pillow, pray to God, I've done the best I can today. Forgive me the sins that I've either knowingly or unknowingly committed against you, and help me in the coming day to do better. That's good advice. Find things that are going to make you happy in Him, in Jesus Christ. And we can do that if we will simply work in His vineyard, be His people. So let's make a resolve, if you can. I've made one resolve, and I'm going to try to do it every when I'm here. Write down every song when I go home that afternoon. Sunday afternoon could be spent a whole lot better looking up songs and trying to justify them with the scriptures than it would be to watch a ball game. Houston doesn't win anyway. Okay? Let's be workers this coming year, 2018, in His vineyard, encouraging one another. I can't tell you, each and every one of you, how encouraging I am when I come together and I see these faces out here looking back. I take encouragement from each and every one of you. So thank you so much for helping me. And let's be strong in this year to come, because Satan doesn't rest. He's going to do everything he can. He's going to throw every obstacle in our way that he can to deter us from our goal. Lead me gently home, Father. So let's be strong and let's overcome the world, not let the world overcome us. Perhaps tonight, and I realize I haven't used too many scriptures. Forgive me for that, please. But tonight, if you're in this audience, and if you are of the age of accountability, that means if you know the difference between right and wrong, if you know when you've sinned, then you need a Savior, and that Savior is Jesus Christ, our Father's Son, who gave His life upon the cross of Calvary, dying for you and for me, that we might live and be in that eternal home we call heaven. If you've done something that has brought reproach upon the church, if you've faulted someone else and sinned against your brother, and it's common knowledge, make it right. Make it right. There's nothing, there should be nothing whatsoever that would cause us to stumble and not obtain that goal that we all want, which is eternal life. Like a good preacher says, if we miss that, we've just missed everything. So if you're subject to the invitation call, will you please come? Well, Andrew leads us in that song.
What's far from God and dead in sin, no light my heart could see. But in God's word, the light I found, now Christ liveth in me.
When I God.